Well, another countdown that's on is the West Waterford Festival of Food. It's nearing. It's on towards the end of April. It's the 12th year of the festival and it takes place on the last weekend of this month. Loads going on as usual with taste trails and theatre taking centre stage. One of the companies making use of the taste section are Mezze, and Nicola Crowley from Mezze joins me in studio this morning, while Caroline Senior is the CEO of the West Waterford Festival of Food and she is on the phone. You're both very welcome.
Thanks very much.
Caroline, I might start with you. I think when people think of the West Waterford Festival of Food, they think of it as a kind of a different weekend. There's lots of markets, but do you think you do something a bit differently?
I think it's exceptional. Well, of course, I would say that because I'm organising it, but it is an exceptional food festival because, unlike some other festivals, we have something for everybody in the sense that if you have a lot of money in your pocket, you can pay for fine dining. If you have just the price of your lunch in your pocket, you can come and have a fantastic experience at our festival markets and eat your way around the market. So it's extraordinary to have this range of events across expensive fine dining and festivals, free demos, food trails. There really is something for everyone. An extremely good children's program, which is free thanks to Glanbia. We've got something for everyone.
And has that changed in the 12 years? Has it come along, or was it always your aspirations from year one to do something for everyone?
Well, I like taking credit for the earlier part of the festival, particularly as I didn't work there at that time. But I think from the very beginning, the festival was a community-led initiative, and this is why it is successful. And it has some incredible food heroes like Paul Flynn, who runs the wonderful tannery restaurant, mm-hmm. and his wife Maura in Dungarvan, Eunice Power, amazing event caterer. And then from the beginning, the festival had the markets, which is what people really know. I mean, there were 50,000 people in Dungarvan last year, and they came to, they were hungry for what we were doing. And you're obviously going to talk to Nicola and Mezze, and they're a key part of not only of our festival markets, but also of our weekly Dungarvan farmers market. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason the festival goes from strength to strength is it's a community-led grassroots initiative, and we have an amazing volunteer, numbers of volunteers who come in every year and work for the festival. And it's also a festival, unlike other festivals, where people come back year after year because they know there's going to be something different. So this year we're going to be doing Only Fools and Horses, the Kushti dining experience, one of the very few events for which there are still tickets left. That's in the Shanachie pub. We're going to be doing Tapas from the Sea in the Ladybell pub with the amazing Marie Power, Sea Gardener. Mm. So these are events that you can't go to anywhere else in the country, including some of our sold-out events with Michelin star chefs and Arabian Nights, which we're doing, Mezze will do in the town hall.
Yes.
This is all, every year it's different. Mm-hmm. Every year there's something new to choose from.
Okay. And people can check out on the website what isn't sold out. You've made it very obvious what is sold out from all those events. It's West Waterford Festival of Food.com if you want to check out those details. Kicking off on Friday, the 26th of April. So you're very busy, Caroline, up till then. So thanks a million for talking to us this morning.
A pleasure.
So as Caroline said, Nicola, you and your husband are Mezze, and you are one of the events that are happening in Dungarvan during the West Waterford Festival of Food. But you are someone who goes to their weekly markets. Is it a different feel in West Waterford than other places you go to? They seem to be very passionate about their food.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been in the farmers market there for 3 years. And, you know, week after week, people come and support us, and they make the effort to come and buy their goods from the market, to talk to you, to understand where your food comes mm-hmm. from. And there's definitely that community feel, and then you feel it even more for the festival because you see the amount of volunteers that come. They give up their time to make sure that it's all running really well, that the people who come to visit have a really good experience. Mm. And yeah, it's a great atmosphere.
We've talked to you before about your business, Mezze, and how it all started, but just remind us again about how Mezze started for you.
So the business, like you said, is myself and my husband. We started it about 3.5 years ago. We were both living in Israel. My husband, Dvir, is from Israel. And we moved back to my hometown of Waterford. And before we made the move, we thought very hard about what we were going to do. We weren't working in food at all in Israel. But we decided that if we were going to make the big move of moving from our lives that we loved in Israel to Ireland. We do the whole hog, and we do something that we really loved, which is making food. So we started off, you know, in Dungarvan Farmers Market with our tent, with our couple of tables, whatever equipment we could afford, and started selling the food and got really positive feedback.
And what were those first foods that you sold?
So we started with, you know, our company's called Meze. Mm. So what Meze is dips and salads, usually served at the start of a meal in the Middle East, but it can also be snacks. So we made hummus, baba ganoush, which is made from tahini and aubergines. So that was, they were, you know, in little pots, and we served them like that. And, you know, we've expanded our range to lots of different foods, to falafel, to wraps.
And to selling in supermarkets.
So
it's done really well for you.
Yeah, it has. We, you know, we're glad we started small to understand if people liked our food and how they reacted to it. And we grow with it then with, you know, the feedback from people. We keep trying new things.
And are their taste buds getting, you know, are people very open to the different tastes, or are they used to them, do you think,
definitely,
at this stage?
There's a lot of people who, you know, they already know what the food is that we're serving. Hummus is a good way to lead into our food because people are familiar with it. A lot of people have tried falafel before. It's becoming very popular now. People have traveled. They've tried different foods in different countries. And other people are just open to it, open to trying something new. And also looking for an alternative, especially in festivals. You know, they don't want something too heavy or greasy, so they want something a little bit healthier.
Whenever I go to festival gigs, I always have the falafel wrap for some reason. It just fills me. Yeah. Do you have a favourite food from Meze or from that sort of Middle Eastern food?
I think if I'm going for a lunchtime thing, it's definitely, you know, falafel wrap. Mm. You know, each time I mm-hmm. enjoy it and I have it a lot.
And I always think it's healthy, and it's possibly not.
Okay,
good. And then for a main meal, even you're here because you're holding the feast for the West Waterford Festival food in the on the Friday, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah. So we're doing in the town hall in Dungarvan on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. The night is sold out, thankfully. And actually, the main meal, as it is for our nights, is that we go with the Meze style, which is sharing platters, lots of small dishes of dips, of salads, of breads, of falafel. So there's a whole range of foods put out there. It's not just one dish. So it's very hard for me to choose one dish because I love it all together.
Oh, lovely. Now, as you said, you are sold out, which is what happens at the West Waterford Festival of Food. But you are opening a deli in Waterford, in your hometown where you're living now, in Tramore.
That's
how
right.
did this all happen for you?
Yeah, we're really, really excited about it. So we, as I said, we've been doing this for a while, and we're thinking about having our own premises, and we've been thinking what we wanted to do with that premises. And we do these pop-up dinners and we do these events, and people say, oh, where can I buy your food? So we just kind of felt like the time was right to open our own place. We also felt that it was right to do it in Tramore, where we live. There's lots of really exciting things happening in Tramore at the moment. Seagull Bakery opened up and they're amazing.
And you're just going to be close by to them.
And we're going to be, just up the road on Main Street to them. The Copper Hen moved in recently, just before Christmas. Chia Bia opened a cafe, BM Brew, and they're doing really, really well, a vegetarian one. So there's lots of really nice things happening there, and I see a real food culture developing there.
And are you hoping to just do daytime, or at some stage do nighttime as well?
Yeah, so we're going to start with daytime, but really the space is what we've been dreaming about, so we're going to make full use of it.
So it's a big space, is it?
So it's a big space. Great. We're going to make full use of it. We'll have our deli, we'll have retail products, and then we'll have some nights where we do supper clubs, we'll do demos. So all the things that we've been doing in other people's premises for the past 3 years that we'll be able to do on our own now.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to check out more about Meze, it's MideastMeze.com. And West Waterford Festival of Food is that website, WestWaterfordFestivalOfFood.com. I remember the day my friend said to me when I was in college, you have to taste this thing. It's called hummus. And my life was changed forever. So I'm willing to taste other Middle Eastern things as well, and not just.
And you can find us at the festival. We'll be at three different markets. So on the Thursday before the festival starts, we're mm-hmm. at the regular farmers market. On the Saturday, on the quays, and on the Sunday, then in the square. Even though our dinner is sold out, you can still get our food.
Great, good stuff. So three different locations. Yes. So lots of moving during the weekend as well. And then the square is so busy on the Sunday, so there'll be lots of passing trade. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks.
You're going
very
to be
much.
Busy but happy, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Brilliant. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. And again, that is westwaterfordfestivalofffood.com if you want to check out the huge portfolio of stuff that is happening at the end of this month. It all kicks off on the Thursday then, on the 25th of April. Thanks a million, Nicola, for coming in this morning.
Thanks very much.